Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we consumed 4 full days of content from chief marketers across leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth, and we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with help from advanced technology like AI. We heard a lot about creativity, a laser focus on what matters most to consumers, and never ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees and speakers about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. Josh Romani is Chief Revenue Officer for the Audio Division of Urban One, a member of the RAB Board of Directors, and an amazing partner who is doing wonderful work for our industry. Mike Hulvey, RAB's President and CEO, sits down with Josh to chat about some of the key takeaways and the themes that they've been hearing from the ANA conference and their relevance to what we all collectively do every single day.
Radio on Main Street continues from the ANA, and Josh, thank you for taking some time in a very busy day in what has been a really important week so far. So first of all, for our audience that may not know who you are, the newest member of the RAB Board of Directors, and I appreciate your leadership, and you've already made an impact. You and I just kind of sitting around talking about some various topics, and it's like, yep, great perspective. I'm glad you did it. But just some background.
Sure. So my name is Josh Romani. I've been, I'm the Chief Revenue Officer of the Audio Division at Urban One, which is, of course, Radio One and Reach Media. Radio One is the local owned and operated arm. We have 70-plus stations in 13 markets. And then, of course, there's Reach Media, the nationally syndicated division, where we syndicate shows like Ricky Smiley, Eric Campbell, D.L. Hughley, and many more. And of course, we have a podcast network, streaming platform, so a whole gamut of audio, radio, right? I've actually been at the company for 20 years, and really excited and happy to be the newest member of the RAB board.
What are some of the key takeaways, themes that have developed this week here in Orlando for you?
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of conversation about AI. I feel like half of the panels and sessions are about AI. And then, interestingly, some of that is now bleeding into audio, right? A lot of AI hasn't necessarily, the conversation, been around audio, but you're starting to hear that, right? How it is impacting audio. There was a session, I think it was actually from Progressive, the CMO of Progressive, Amy Kent, was talking about how can we use AI to better individualize audio ads, right? To do some of the things maybe that the digital space is doing and help us, I think that could help us compete a little more as we get into the future. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how can radio and audio really present ourselves better. I mean, I know that's why you guys are here and we do things like this. That's just some of the takeaways, right? It's also just about, obviously, marketing and how we market the radio industry. And I think been taking some back from that. You know, you're learning from all these marketers here about marketing. And it's like, what can we do better to market ourselves about radio, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. That is the RAB board member perspective, by the way, and I appreciate that because I will sit in a session and I hear what the intent of the session, but I look at it from a different perspective and I look at it internally for us, you know, as the industry, okay, how does that actually impact us or what can we take from what was shared and apply it, to my mind, to the greater good of what we're all doing as we advocate for radio and audio.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm hearing like two capacities, right? One is a salesperson and a revenue leader connecting with CMOs and marketers, you know, literally just bumped, standing right here waiting to come on here, bumped into some, you know, marketers and people that we do business with, and definitely creating conversation with them to then follow up and, you know, help create business. But then the other capacity is like I'm here to try to learn how the marketers think and how we can better position radio and audio to them, right?
You mentioned AI, and again, a lot of conversations with a lot of content on our podcast series with AI as a theme. But the other word that has been married in my mind during the sessions here at this year is human. There is a realization that we have AI and what is possible, but at the same token, let's not forget the human piece. Have you picked up on some of those same themes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's obviously no substitution for humanity in advertising and marketing. There's only so much. I mean, AI can be so brilliant and pick up everything that it can from the internet, but I don't know that it could ever replace true humanity and in thinking and emotional connection, right? Not to get ahead of myself, but then that kind of thing ties back to radio in some way, right? And the emotional connection. And I think we just have to, you know, be careful as we evolve into AI. I think we haven't seen a lot yet. I think there's still a long way to go in education about it, which is why it's, you know, so many panels talking about it here. And I do think there's opportunity for audio and radio with AI and using AI, but we just have to be careful about how we use it. We don't ever want to replace some of the biggest benefits of radio, which is that emotional human connection, right?
Well, I know you're a believer in my eight-lane superhighway theory, that where our medium is today in all of these different lanes that we're connecting with consumers and marketers and our communities. I know you're a big believer in podcasts, and your company has had some amazing successes in the podcast space. It's radio.
It is. I mean, it's funny you bring this up, and we're doing this today. We literally just had a press release come out yesterday that is in Inside Radio Today, all about the growth of our podcast network. And, you know, I've always been a believer in it because I think it brings all of, or a lot of, the best things from radio, right? And that's that connection with personalities. And, you know, like you said, it is radio, and it comes from the history of radio. And on the one hand, I think it's great that you now have podcasting coming more to the forefront with marketers, and there's a lot of talk about it here also. And now marketers are starting to realize, oh, there is something there about that connection, about, you know, what audio can do. And we have to continue to tell the story that it all came from radio, right? And radio is doing on a 24/7 constant basis what podcasting is now doing, right, more recently, and just create that as a part of more of the conversation.
Yeah, it's the brand of radio, which means so much today. But we have a long way to go as an industry to get that message to break through that marketers kind of understand, but there's a perception that that's not. But we're working on it, and
we'll get there.
That is the work of the RAB, for sure. When you get up in the morning, what's the things that excite you about what's happening in the radio audio space?
I mean, I'm just excited, like you said, about podcasts. I'm excited as the continued growth of podcasting and streaming audio, because I'm hopeful that it will continue to bring marketers and brands and people to the audio space, right? And that will lead into terrestrial radio and the history of radio. I'm also excited about just being here. It's like not just what I'm excited about from a radio and audio perspective, but what I'm excited about when I talk to marketers and brands and agencies to try to, you know, learning the different angles, like from a place like here, about speaking to marketers, about bringing them to radio, right? And bringing them to audio. And I get excited as a salesperson, right? I've been in sales my entire career. And, you know, marketing and sales go very hand in hand. You know, we have to sell and market ourselves a certain way. And I just get excited about all the new things coming out in our space on a constant basis, and constantly having to redefine and refigure out how we are going to speak to marketers and how we're going to sell to marketers. It's just a constantly evolving industry, and that's exciting, right?
All right, two final questions, which go to that.
Yeah.
Which go to that. Radio matters because?
I mean, radio matters because consumers tell us it matters, right? The community tells us it matters. Just look at the numbers. The scale of radio, of actual AM, FM radio, is what, 92-93%+ of the country listens to it. So it matters because the people tell us it matters. You can get that huge national reach and scale, but it also matters within the communities, locally within the communities, right? And it's everywhere. So I think, you know, to sum it up, that's one of the things that first come to mind.
Radio works because?
I mean, I think that goes hand in hand, right? It works because you can get that national reach and scale, and you can also touch and feel the people in the community. You know, the connection that people have to their favorite personalities on the radio is, you don't get that anywhere else. I mean, they don't have that with their favorite social media influencers. You know, we have so much research that points to how radio audiences lean into their personalities and their favorite personalities and influences their opinions more than any of those other, more than athletes, more than social media influencers, more than, right? So if you use radio the right way, it works because of that connection. I'll give you one example. A couple weeks ago, we did a live broadcast with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and people came out at like 4 a.m. To line up to like go experience that. I mean, you see that, and it's like, radio works, right? We had, ultimately, we had, you know, maybe 1,000 people who came out, but people were lining up at 4 a.m. If it doesn't work, they would not be there like that. It just goes to show that real connection and that community connection. I mean, and Ricky Smiley, you know, he's a big national personality, but he also can really touch and feel local communities. Right. So you have that on a national scale, on a local scale. I mean, if it's used the right way, there's no question radio works, and the research shows that.
Boom. Great answer. Thank you very much. Appreciate your enthusiasm and your leadership.
Thank you.
I think we can all agree with Josh when he says that marketing and sales go hand in hand. It's so important to understand how marketers think so that we can position ourselves more effectively to engage them. To sell and market ourselves in ways that resonate, listen up to what matters most to today's marketers. And what you may find right now is that real connection, community connection, human connection truly matters, and that's what sets radio apart.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.